Hello, and thank you for joining us for the TAA presentation, Contracts, Co-authors, and Other Mysteries, an interview with Rick Martini. Frederick Rick Martini, PhD, is the lead author of 10 undergraduate texts on anatomy and physiology. Currently affiliated with the University of Hawaii at Manoa, Martini has a longstanding bond with the Shoals Marine Laboratory, a joint venture between Cornell University and University of New Hampshire. He is a president emeritus of the Human Anatomy and Physiology Society. Today, I will be interviewing Rick on his experience of negotiating favorable contracts, finding and working with co-authors, and other issues related to textbook and academic publishing, authoring and publishing. You will have an opportunity to ask Rick some questions at the end of his presentation. All participants will be muted during this presentation. Please do not unmute yourself. To ask a question, please type it into the chat box on your screen. To find that chat box, you will run the cursor over the top. Part of your screen is a green band. When you run your cursor over that, you'll see a icon that says chat. When you click on that box, the chat box will open on your screen, and you can then type in that box to ask questions, and I will be reading those questions to Rick at the end of the call. So, hello, Rick. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, it's, I'm looking forward to this. It'll be an interesting process.
Well, thank you. So let's jump into the first question. You have been lead author of 10 textbooks, collectively 50 editions, revisions. Can you tell us about your approach to writing a textbook and how it has evolved over the years?
Well, when I was thinking about this question, I realized that it's had 30 years to evolve. So it really is a very different animal now than it was when I started. If you think back to 1983, 1984, I had just finished working on a nonfiction book that wasn't a textbook. And it had involved several drafts done with an IBM Selectric typewriter without a correction facility, and I swore as I started the textbook project that I was never going to go through that again. So I started working with an Osborne with a 5-inch screen, single-sided 5 1/4-inch floppy, and using my lecture notes, and worked from there. My resources were my collected notes, my notes from when I was a graduate TA, and my reference library that I had handy. That was my basis, and I was on an island in the middle of the Pacific, so it was a fairly isolated process. I got involved with it because I thought that there was a significant weakness in the texts that were available, and they weren't serving my students well. And I think that's really the only reason to get started into textbook publishing if you are thinking that it's going to be easy money or that there's going to be a quick return. That's not a very good idea. But if you're committed to something and you do want to put the time in it, that's the way to go about it. So since that time in the early to mid 80s, everything has changed in terms of the process from working on an Osborne and a dot matrix printer when the publisher only did manual typewriters, Uniroyals, to a time when all the communications with the publisher are electronic. All the production process is electronic. I remember sitting on the floor with rolls of galleys and chopping them up and making dummies and all that stuff. All that's gone by the boards. And instead of having to rely on my own library, now I can go onto the internet. I can network with other instructors all over the country. I get the opportunity to travel to meetings and do face-to-face discussions and focus groups.
You must be a TA member to listen to the full podcast. If you are already a TA member, please log in.